The Farm Street, kindly asked if you're new. The solitary, patient devotion of knowing one street so well it starts to feel like it knows you back. You've sold this street three times over, the same house once, then again after a divorce, then a third time when the new owners moved for a job, and somehow, at the block party, someone still asks, kindly, gently, utterly without malice, if you're new to the neighborhood. 20 years of quiet devotion, and you're still occasionally invisible, mistaken for someone just arriving instead of the person who never left. This is the hermit's particular ache, a light that's been on so long and so steadily that people stop noticing it's a light at all. Depth doesn't always come with recognition, and that's a real loss, even a funny one. Let yourself say it out loud once in a while, "I've actually sold this street three times," instead of just nodding and letting the assumption stand. What may cross your path? Someone asks how long you've been doing this after you've sold their neighbor's house twice. A newer, louder agent's yard sign gets more comments than yours despite your decade of history on the block. You catch yourself not correcting someone who assumes you're new to the area. A client picks a flashier agent for their listing, then calls you 6 months later when that deal falls through. Speak your own history out loud sometimes. Quiet devotion deserves to be known, not just felt. Your mantra, "I don't need to be new to be noticed. I need to be remembered."